Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe, Rebbe says like this, that Niran Divrei Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. Rebbe Yehuda says, I like the words of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, that he says even with two stains, she's Tameh, is Bishalai Botka, if she did not check herself out. So at least the whole Bein HaShemashu, she did not check herself. So we have a doubt, maybe she saw the Dam Bein HaShemashu. And the Divrei Chachom that say no, only if she sees the size of 3 Grisim. Then there's a Safek Zava. But only 2 Grisim she's not. That's Bisha Botka, that she checked herself out Bein HaShemashu, and she did not see them. So we know she only saw by day, so she only has a stain on underwear the size of 2 Grisim, it's only like 2 Rias, therefore she's for sure not a Zava. Now the Gemara says, what did Rebbe mean to say? My Botka, my Le Botka, what do you mean to say when she checked herself out and she didn't check herself out? Omer Rav, Rav says like this, that Askechtinu L'Rabbonim D'Vei Rav, I found the Rabbonim D'Vei Rav, the Yasper, they were sitting down, currently they said like this, that they learned the Machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda ben Agro and the Chomiz, Hocha Bavai Yaskinu Kagoyin She Botka Atzmo, she talked to Meida Badika, she checked herself out, was still even Ben Ashmoshes, but Vloy Botka Chalukah, she did not check her clothing, her underwear, she did not check. And therefore she did not know when she saw these stains. Like now at the end of 3 days, she looks for her underwear and she sees now a big stain there the size of 3 Grisim. She does not know when they came. Now, the Yaf Atzim, even herself also, Loi Botka, she only made a bdika, she only checked herself, Ela Bein HaShemashu Rav Yehuda. She only checked herself out, the Bein HaShemashu is the doubt whether it's a day or night of Rav Yehuda's man. And Rashi brings down, that's the Gemara about Madlikim, that he says that's like a chatzi mil, the half the size of a mil, that's like 18 minutes, let's say, from when the sun starts to set until it goes down. So during those first 18 minutes, that's when she made a bdika. But Ubein HaShemashu to Rav Yosi Le Botka. Rav Yosi Shir to Shir later. After those 18 minutes go by, at the end of Shkia, like right before the sun goes down completely, that's his sheet of Ben HaShemashu. Was he really considered like hair of iron? It takes like a second, takes a few seconds, that's all. So the last few seconds, like then she did not check herself out. So what's the machlokes over here? It's like this, that's the case here. That the Rabbanan, some of the Rabbanan hold, the Bein HaShemashu to Rav Yosi Lailu. The Rabbanan don't listen. She checked herself out, the Bein HaShemashu to Rav Yehuda. Either last minute she did not check herself out, the Rabbanan hold, that shear is Lailu anyway. See, even if she swore then, it's only one seeing enough for 2 days. And therefore, the Bein HaShemashu of Rav Yehuda, that she checked herself out, the whole Bein HaShemashu of Rav Yehuda. As a chum hold like a Yudishita, that the Bein HaShemashu is those 18 minutes. And here she checked herself out those 18 minutes, and since she did not see then, therefore the Rabbanan say for sure, if she saw it only by day or by night, it's only like one Riyah. And now that she only saw 2 spots, like the size of 2 Grisim, it's like 2 Riyahs, so she has no Tumah Zavah. And then the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is over the name of Rabbi Yosi. For Rabbi Yosi Latam, Rabbi Yosi goes according to his own time, Rabbi Yosi Latamei, the Yom Rabbi Yosi holds, Bein HaShemashu Sreikin Havei, that Bein HaShemashu is a Sufik, meaning in his time, means even here the lady made a Bedika Bein HaShemashu of Rabbi Yehuda, but the last minute of Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashu did not make a Bedika. So according to Rabbi Yosi, you have to be afraid, maybe she saw then, and if she saw then it's a Sufik, maybe it's Yoy, maybe it's Laila, so that one Riyah she saw then helps for 2 days. So that's what Rabbi Yosi says, that Chayshuna, maybe she's a Zava. So that's the way the Chum explained the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, the Minilu Ano, Rav says back to those Rabbanim like this, Ilmol Yodea Bienelka Ben HaShemashu's Yofatam Oimim, like you're saying, very good, if she would have made a Bedika all those 18 minutes, like if she would have left the cloth there the whole time, then you'd be right. But the Chur, they learned, Achshav No, Shemlin Siluk Yodea Rosso, like you just said that she made a bedika then, Bein HaShemashu. A bedika takes a second. So, let's say when she finished the bedika, why are we afraid maybe then she saw? And if she saw then, it would be a suffix for 2 days. So why do you say, according to Chumnim, like, for sure she's not a Zava, maybe she saw right after the bedika. The Yom Ruli, and the Chum said back to me, back to Rob like this, no, and if not me, Koki Kamrimin, when do we say Pshan the Rabbonin? That the Rabbanan says she's Vabe, not a Zavah, Tisha Nosma Yodea Bianea Kobein Hashmosh. The Gagamosel, she put her hands in her eyes, meaning she made a Badika there, she left the Shmata there, called by the whole Bein Hashmosh. And therefore, the whole Bein Hashmosh of Yehuda, it was a Badika there. And then she took it out, so she knows for sure she did not see Bein Hashmosh. So therefore, now at the end of 3 days, she only finds the speck or spot of two Grisim, so he said like it was two Rias. So it could even happen in 2 days. That doesn't make her into a Zava. She has to see 3 days to second Levi. She only saw 2 days, she's not a Zava. Now the Gemara says, so what did we say before the top? They start off, Omer Reb, Rebbe says like this, that near and different Reb Yehuda ben Agra, Rebbe likes the words of Yehuda ben Agra to say yes with Chashinun, maybe she is a Zava. That's Kishalei Botka, if she did not make a Bedika. So now the question is, what did Rebbe mean to say? And the Havminu is that Rebbe is saying, I like the words of Yehuda ben Agra, even he says it all over. I just like what he says in this one instance. So what is the case? Kishalei Botka. So now, my Le Botka, what does it mean to say she did not check herself? You know, if you want to tell me, did Botka Rebbe Yehuda? Yes, she made a Bedika during the year of Ben Hashmoshes of the first year of Yudhisita. But Lloyd Botka, Bidder Reb Yossi, but she did not check herself out in the last second, last minute of Reb Yossi's Ben Hashmashos. And that's why Rebbe says he likes Bidder Reb Yudha Ben Agra to say what? That she is a Sophic Zavon. So then that's what Rebbe's saying, Lloyd Botka. If so, Michlal, that would teach us that Reb Yudha himself, Sophic, he holds, I forgot the Botka B'Tavai, even though she checked both Ben Hashmashes. Still Chashin, and still you should be afraid, maybe she's a Zava. As Rebbe's saying, I like Reb Yehuda's words when she didn't make a Bedika. But Masha Reb Yehuda says it in all cases. The question is, how could it be her Botka? She checked herself the whole Ben Hashmashes, she didn't see them. So what could be the doubt? Maybe she's a Ben Hashmashes. Well, if she isn't for sure, Bidaloi Botka. That no, she did not check herself out, loy with Rabbi Yehuda, loy with Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi meant to say. That Niren Divra Bagmad bit Shleibotka means when she did not make a bdikr at all. That's when Rabbi likes the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Since she did not check herself out at all, Feinash Moshes, so we have a doubt, maybe that's when she saw him, and then she would be a self-exalver. Ah, but what's going to come out though, Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, let's say though, according to Rebbe, let's say this Isha checked herself out, left the Shmata there, the whole Ben Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda, but just for like Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, she did not check herself out the last minute of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes, Loichayish, then you would not be afraid. Then Rebbe would not be afraid to say she's a Sophic Zava. Why? Alma, what do you have to say? That Ben Hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashes, which is the last minute, after the Ben Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda is finished, the last minute before the sun goes down completely, that minute, Mashma Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi holds that Rabbi Lailu, that minute is called Lailu ready. And therefore, since she checked herself out, if she would have checked herself out, though Ben Hashmosh of Rabbi Yehuda, even though she did not check herself out this last minute, still she would be, should be tall. She would not be a Zava. Because Rabbi holds this last minute is called Vade Lailu, it's not a Sophic. The Gemara says, if so, aim is safe. What does the Sefer say? The Sefer over here says, the end says, that Rebbe likes the Duvri Chachomim Bishad Botka. Rebbe likes what the Chachomim say when she made a Bedika. So the question is, my Botka, what do you mean to say she made a Bedika? You learn if you want to tell me the Botka with Rebbe Yehuda, that she made a Bedika during the first Ben Hashmashes. Just for my Botka with Rebbe Yossi, she did not make the Bedika during Rebbe Yossi's time. If so, Mechlal, this would be the teachers. The Rabbon and Sava the Rabbon themselves hold, I forgot the Lord Botka B'Tavai, even though she did not make a Bedika at all, still, Loi Chashinon, they were not afraid to say that she should be a Zava. So the question is why? Holei Botka, she did not make a Bedika at all, even according to Chomnin, why aren't we afraid maybe that's the time that she saw this Riyah, and she found a spot on the Begodim, maybe she saw it Ben Hashmosh, and she be a Sophic, maybe she's a Zava. So how could Rabbon and say for sure she's not a Zava? Elit must be pshita de botka bein but Rabbi Yehuda bein to Rabbi Yossi, that no, she did check herself. The faith is talking about now that according to Chomin she checked herself out both times, both the Ben Hashmosh of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That's when he likes the words of the Chomin to say that what, that she's not a Zava. Alva, but with the mashma, what does Rabbi hold? that what's going to be Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, if the Isha checked herself out during the first Benesmos of Rabbi Yehuda, but just Bulei Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, she did not check herself out in Rabbi Yehuda's Benesmos, then Mashmi Chashin, according to Rabbi, yes, we would be afraid, maybe she's a Zobah. Alma, what do you have to say then according to Rabbi, that the Ben Ashmosh of Rabbi Yossi, the last minute of the Ben Ashmosh of Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi, Taka Svekev, is a Sofik. If so, it's a Kasha of the Rabbi, other Rabbi, like what does Rabbi hold? Does Rabbi hold from the Ben Ashmosh of Rabbi Yossi that's a Sofik? Or does he hold, no, that that's a Vaday Laila? So to see what Rabbi holds. So my answer is no. Hochikom, this is what Rabbi meant to say. They're not that Rebbe's coming to, like, make a new statement that to take out part of Rebbe Yehuda and part of the Rabbanan, but rather Rebbe just coming to explain the actual machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra and the Rabbanan. He's saying like this, Hochikoma, Niran did the Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, like the words of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra that he says that she is a Sofik Zavah, the Rabbanan, even according to Rabbanan, would also agree to him. When? The Leibotka Klau, where she did not make a Bedika at all, she didn't check herself out at all. Leibet Rabbi Yehuda, not during the first 18 minutes of Ben Ashmashis, for Leibet Rabbi Yehuda, not the last minute of Rabbi Yehuda Shir Ben Ashmashis, she did not check herself out at all. In such a case, Shav Chachom Lemechuk Olov, even the Chom do not argue on Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Debotka with Rabbi Yehuda. They only argue in the case where she made a Bedika during the first 18 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashis. Just Leibotka with Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Rabbanan said that she's Tor. From Zova. But in the case where she did not make a Bedika at all, then even the Rabbanan agree that we have to be afraid maybe that's when she saw Ben Ashmashos and she would be a Sofik Zova. Aval Heichab on the case, that's what Rebbe meant to say. So therefore, Rebbe is just explaining where the Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan are. That when she does not make a Bedika at all, everybody agrees she's a Sofik Zova. And when she makes a Bedika both times, then everybody agrees she's not a Sofik Zavah. The Machlokes is when she makes a Bedika in Rabbi Yehuda's Shir and not in the Ben Ashmos of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda takes Cheshir that's still a Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, therefore she's a Sofik Zavah. And the Rabbanans all know that's Vade Laila, and therefore she did not see as Mana Sofik, so she's Vade, not a Zavah. The other Masa is this. Uriminu, I'll still throw you a question though. Uriminu. It says, Horoye Kesem, Phoenicia sees a spot on a begodim, on a clothing, Luria Merubu Chasheshes, if she sees a big spot, meaning the size of three grisim, like three nickels, then she is Chashin, maybe she's a Zavo, but Luria Muetis, she only sees two sizes, then Enu Chasheshes, we're not afraid to say, maybe she's a Zavo. And here it says, Loshen of Zudivra of Yehuda ben Agra. These are the words of Yehuda ben Agra, not like we had before. Here he says that she only sees the size of two grisim, there's no chashin and she's a zava. And Zudivra of Yehuda ben Agra, Shama, Mishum of Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yossi. And on this, Omer Rabbi says like this, that Ani Shamati Mimenu, I heard from Rabbi Yossi like this, not like you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. But Rabbi says, I heard from Rabbi Yossi myself, and he said like this, that Rabbi Yehuda holds no shachazu v'yachazu chasheshes, that even though she only saw the spot of two grisim, still there's a chashin, maybe she's a zavah. And Rabbi Yehuda explained to me like this, uminatam azeh omeli, and this is the reason why he said it to me. We can say it for like this, uma ilu nida, just a regular nida, that she's taught me for 7 days. Shleh yefrish shabbatayim min amin chalamala. On the seventh day, let's say she saw a little bit in the morning, then in the afternoon she stopped seeing, and now by evening, before Maariv, let's say before Shkia, if she does not make a Hefsik Tarim, she does not stop to make a Bedika then, Loitei Becheskes Timeya, so she can't go to the Mikvah at night. But we have to be afraid, maybe she's still seeing Dam, and she'll still be Tamei. And why? The story is why? Because since she was seeing Dam at the beginning of the day, so then if we don't know for sure she stopped, we say still she'll see. And so Benir and Dvorov, So here also Rabbi Yossi said that she sees now a kesem here and it's two rias, so we don't know when she saw it. Maybe she saw it Ben Ashmashas, and therefore Ben Ashmashas is a Sofik like 2 days, so she'll have a Sofik Zavah. And on this Rabbi said, now Rabbi himself says here, Venirin Dvorov, I like the words of Rabbi Yossi, Kishe Botka, when she made a Bedika. So Mar says, my Botka, what do you mean to say when she made a Bedika? Elaine, if you want to tell me, what does she say? Now Rashi says, "Nearly devarav means amoid and iloy." I agree to you. He says, "Rabbi says back to you that I agree to you though." Kishabotka ben Ashmosh Shalim. That when she made a bedikah the whole time, then I agree to you that she's not a self-exova. So the question is, what does Rabbi mean to say she made a bedikah? So my botka. Elam, if you want to tell me the botka with Rabbi Yehuda, fulloy botka with Rabbi Yosi that she made a bedikah during the first ben Ashmosh. But not during the last minute. It is so mechav. It's a proof then to have you the benakris sov. Have you the he holds? Afagav the leibot. Even though she did not check herself, leib the view the leiver of Yosi leib chashinon. That have you the hold were not chashin. Even though she made no bedikah at all. So how could that be? For leibot, she made no bedikah. So aren't you afraid? El pshita v'shut must be the bot kotoman how she made a bedikah. Bein with Rabbi Yehuda or bein with Rabbi Yosi. She made a bedikah both times. Is so mechlad Rabbi Yehuda ben Agris Savar, botko, for Rabbi Yehuda, she made a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda's shir. But for botko to Rabbi Yosef, she didn't make a bedika during Rabbi Yosef's shir, leichashin, then you're not afraid. Allah, what do you have to come out and say here? That ben Hashmoshet to Rabbi Yosef, this last minute of the ben Hashmoshet to Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agris, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agris, is not even a suffix. But Lailu comes out to be Vade Lailu. It's on the court to Stira, Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, de Yehuda ben Agra to Stira. And Yehuda ben Agra, Yehuda ben Agra. Before we came out to say that he holds that this ben Ashmoshes is a suffix. And now we're coming out to say he holds not that the last minute is not even a suffix. So to Stira, what does Yehuda ben Agra hold? It's mostly like this. Bishtai would be very good, Bimla Rebbe. If you want to involve Rebbe in this machlokes over here, that we had Rebbe before and Rebbe now, like Kasha. Without Rebbe's halacha, there wouldn't be any steer here. I could answer you, Hosom de Botko with Rabbi Yehuda, Fule Botko with Rabbi Yosi. When does Yehuda say we are Chashinen? When she only made a bedika in the first Ben Hashmoshes, but not in Rabbi Yosi's last minute. Hoch over here that he says that we're not Chashinen, we say she's not a Zava. De Botko nami with Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Yosi. But here when Yehuda says she's Vade, not a Zava, means she checked herself out, the whole complete Ben Hashmoshes, and she knows she did not see them. And so that was she found the stains on the begodim, she know for sure came either Vada Yom or Vada Laila. And since there's only two sizes, or two grisim there, so she only saw like 2 days, so she's Vada not a Zava. So without Rebbe, it wouldn't be a Stira. Ella, but the Rebbe Kashim, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe learned, even according to Yehuda, that in both cases, she did not make the Bedika join the Shir of Rebbe Yasi. So it's a Stira then. At the beginning, it's Mash Miol Rabbi Yosi. Shir is a suffix Ben Hashmoshes. And the last price is Mash Mitzvah Dai Laila. It's not even a suffix. So it's a Stira. According to Yehuda Ben Agra, one of the Yod of the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yosi. So Mitzvah Nechman, what you have to say here is, Trey Tanoi Velibu to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra. Tell you some Achlokes Noim. What does Yehuda Ben Agra hold? Hai Tanisova Sholem Ben Hashmoshes Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you the first Tana holds. You know, she said, hello, so like this, the first time holds, that first it finishes the Ben Hashmoshet Rabbi Yehuda, it finishes those